Today's share Masechta Menachos Daf Mem Hey. We will begin by Ezer Hashem Yisbarach and Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis at the Mishnah towards the bottom of the Amud. Teaches us the Mishnah Haparim, Veilim Vakfasim, all these different types of animals, which are all covered in Tzibur. But the Gemara Mitzvah Hashem in our share today will identify which Kabbarnas, when are these Kabbarnas brought. Emak V'zeh. The halacha teaches us, the Mishnah, is that if you're unable to bring one of these kabbanas, then you could still bring the other. You could still bring the other kabbanas. Rav Shimon Omer Ibahoyelhem Berubim Parim Berubim. In a situation where they have to bring many parim as a carbon, and they have all of them available. However, after having all these animals, the halacha is v'lahayilam nesachim, but they did not have nesachim available. And as we discussed quite extensively in our previous year, that along with kabbanat tzibur always came nesachim. And now the question is, what should you do? Should you just bring the parim and leave out the nesachim, or should you bring the nesachim? Should you bring the nesachim even at the expense of selling some of the parim? That's one pshat. Others suggest that everybody agrees that if you already have the parim available, you have no right to go sell those parim in order to get nesachim. The question here is, where is the funds are available? You have the money, so to speak, available. And the question is, what should you do? Should you go buy with that money parim, and then you won't be able to buy nesachim? Or should you bring parim and nesachim even at the expense of not being able to bring all nesachim? Of course, the simplest way of understanding the Mishnah is that the Tanna Kamma, Yavi Parach v'nesachim v'layiv kulam, don't bring all of them without any sachim. And the simplest way is to learn the Mishnah, is it a carbon acceptable without nesachim? The Chavetz Chaim in the Sefer Likutei Halachos asks, what's going to be the halacha where you don't have the full number anyway? Mishnah speaking about a case where you have the entire number of parim, and now the question is, should you bring them, or should you bring the nesachim? But what about if you're not going to have all the parim anyway? Will the Rabbanan say it's preferable to bring parim? Or the Rabbanan then say, since you're not bringing the whole set of parim that you're supposed to bring, bring at least the nesachim? The Achronim asked the question that in our previous year, we had a very extensive discussion that the nesachim don't have to necessarily be brought on the same day as the kabbanos. That, so why not just bring the parim today on the day that we're going to learn you have to bring, and the nesachim you'll bring much just later. It says the Rambam that part of understanding the opinion of Rav Shimon is not only, it's part of understanding the opinion of the Rabbanon, is that it is the opinion of the Rabbanon that only b'di'evid is it permissible to delay bringing the nesachim. But under normal circumstances, one may not, the opinion of Rav Shimon is that l'chatchila one is not allowed to delay bringing the nesachim. Since l'chatchila one is not allowed to delay bringing the nesachim, therefore Rav Shimon says, preferable to him is to bring the nesachim that you have, even though you won't be able to bring all the parim that you're supposed to bring, and not delay bringing the nesachim. So begins the Gemara immediately with the obvious question: Hani parim kvasim? Our Mishnah began speaking about parim and kvasim, asking about the hecha. Exactly which parim and kvasim are being referred to? Ilema the chag. If we're talking about sukkahs, and we know that the Tarak Dosha tells us that on Sukkos there must be many kabbanas, kabbanas brought, and As we know, the Torah teaches us that it goes in a descending order. On the first day of Sukkot, they bought 14 kvasim and tuelim, and then going down, the first day they brought 14 kvasim and tuelim, and 13 parim. The parim were the animals that they kept on diminishing in descending order. Every day they brought a par, one less par than the day before. So again, begins the Gemara, what exactly is the case of the Mishnah? Parim v'kvasim d'hecha. Which parim v'kvasim are being spoken about in our Mishnah? Ilayim v'dechag, if we're saying the parim of the Sukkot, ask the Gemara, how could one suggest that we could bring less than what the Torah prescribed? Ask the Gemara, if we look at the wording of the Psukim that speak about these Kabbanas, the Pasuk says, Mishpat, Mishpatam, Kizabuhu, and Mishpat and Mishpatam clearly indicates that it has to be exactly as prescribed. Ella, says the Gemara, we're speaking about the par and kvasim of the Musaf of Rish Chodesh. The Torah Kedosh of Rish Chodesh says, Ubarashi Chachechem Tekrivu Oyla La Hashem, Parm Bnei Bokishnaim, Vayel Echad Kvasim Bnei Shana Shiva Tamimim, Vetzeres Tachumash Kudim, and the Tosuk is also speaking about the Karban Musaf that is mentioned in Sefer Bamidbar. Both of the Pesukim that we're reading now are Pesukim in Parashas Pinchas, where the Pasuk says, on Shavuos, we have to bring the kratim oil reich na echoich l'Hashem, parm b'nei bakashnaim ay lechot shiv kvasim b'nei shana. And since, suggests the Gemara, the Pasuk here, the Pesukim here, do not indicate that it has to be exact, any wording that it indicates that it has to be exactly as prescribed. So therefore, we're learning that if you can't bring all of them, aim akfin, bring what you can. Says the Gemara further, Elim dehecha. We Mishnah speaks about the Elim. And the Mishnah also says that the Elim am not ma'akav zazah. Ask Mar dehat, which Elim are we speaking about? That was saying that it's not, that not one is not essential to the other. If we're going to say, says the Gemara, that we're speaking about the ayil that's brought on Rosh Chodesh Musaf and the ayil that's brought on Shavuos Musaf, that can't be. The ayil chu, they only bring one ayil. And if the Torah only says to bring one ayil, it's the wording that the non ma'akiv doesn't make sense. V'yat seres the Torah's kahanim. But then the Torah in Parshas Emor also speaks about kabbonis. Those are kabbonis that are not carbon musaf. Those are the kabbonis that we've discussed in previous shurim about the shnei alechem. The shnei alechem are born on Shavuos, and the Torah Kedosha says, besides bringing the shnei alechem, says the Torah v'kaftim alechem shivas kosim tamimim b'nei shana, or pa ben baka echad v'aylim shnayim. Here the Torah says, we bring two aylim, min chosav in this game, ishirech nechayich l'shem. So ask the Gemara, but how can we suggest, so now we have more than one ayil, and now the Gemara is coming to tell us that those ayil are not ma'akiv, the non-ma'akiv one the other. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, havayik sibuhu, but in Torah used the word yiu. Isn't the word yiu indicate that it has to be, as we just said, sometimes the Torah uses a word that indicates it has to be exactly that way. And it's interesting, there's a machloikas achroinim. When we say that the Torah used the word yiu, what does the Torah mean with that word yiu? Does the Torah mean with that word yiu that they have to be, that the number of each of these kabbonis, the number of animals for each of these kabbonis, the Gemara clearly is indicating, has to be the numbers stated? Or is the Torah telling us also that you have to have all of them? And if you don't have all of the animals that we just read in the Pasuk, you shouldn't bring it. Says Chofetz Chaim in the Sefer Likutei Halachos, all the Gemara is focused on is that you have to bring from every type of animal. If you're going to bring it, you have to bring the right number. The Torah is not focused on the connection of one to the other. However, the Michas Chinuch disagrees. It says that just like the Torah is telling us that from each animal you have to bring the proper number, here too the Torah is telling us you have to bring the entire set. So I asked the Gemara, says the Gemara, that says the Torah's Ganim. What the Torah, which is teaching us, is that the Torah, as we said a moment ago, teaches us in Parshas Pinchas, they will have to bring one aisle as the carbon, part of the carbon musav shus. The Torah taught us here that we have to bring two elim as part of the shei lechem, and the Mishnah is teaching us that these two are not ma'akiv the other. The loy al the chamish bekudim ma'akiv el the Torah's ganim. These two kabanas, one aisle, one time you bring the aisle, has nothing to do with the other time you bring the aisle. Ask the Gemara. So it turns out that we have a very interesting situation. El parim dafila dodi loy ma'akvim. The halacha is that the parim, you can bring whatever you bring, number. Elim, the hocha de la ma'akvi. But we're learning when we speak about the elim, it's different. And the elim in a ma'akvi. So we're learning that the Mishnah, when it spoke about the din of the parim, and the Mishnah was telling us that the parim that are brought on Rosh Chodesh, and the parim that are brought on Shavuos, you have, the Torah gives us a number, but if you don't do that number, it's fine. But an elim, the halach is that you have to bring the two elim, they're just not connected. We just learned that it has no connection to the elim between parashas Bamidbar and parashas Ba'emor. So we have the same. The Mishnah made one statement, but it's being interpreted differently in the different applications by Parah Mekvasim versus Elim. And it's Gemara indeed, Tana Milim Milik Tani. The way to understand the Mishnah is the Mishnah is teaching us individual halachas, one nothing to do with the other. Says the Gemara, the Pasuk says, in Yecheskel, Ubiyoy Machoydish, Par ben Boker Tomim, Vishish Kvasim V'ayel Tamimim. Par ma tamaloyma. Ask the Gemara, why is Yecheskel coming to tell us in this Pasuk? Is the Pasuk coming to tell us that you have to bring a par on Rosh Chodesh? Ask the Gemara, it's as we read before, an explicit Pasuk. What is Yecheskel teaching us? Answers the Gemara, Ufish and Amar B'Toyra. When the Torah spoke about the Purim that are brought on Rosh Chodesh and Parshas Pinchas. The Torah says, Purim b'nei bakishnayim. So says the Gemara, how do we know, teaches us Yecheskel, Menayim shleimotz shnayim, that if you can't find two, maybe echad, bring at least one, tamalaymar, that's why Yecheskel said the word par. Continues the Gemara, and Yecheskel said, shishik vasim, ma tamalaymar, what is the Torah teaching us with the words shishik vasim? Because the Torah said, Dan Rosh Chodesh, we have to bring kvasim, and they shana shivat tamim, we have to bring seven kvasim. So teaches us the pasuk in Yecheskel, Naim shalom matzah shiva. How do we know if you didn't find seven? Yavishisha, bring six. Tamaloyma, shisha kvasim. Bring six. Continues the Braisa, the Gemara explaining the pasuk in Yecheskel. Umanayin, how do we know that if loimotza shisha, if you didn't find six, you have a chamisha, bring five. Chamisha, you have arba, if you don't find five, bring four. Arba, if you didn't find four, you have a shlosha, bring three. Shlosha, if you can't find three kvasim, you have a shnayim, bring two. Afila echad, tamaloyma, ul kvasim kushatasig yodai. Bring what you have to bring. And what is the Pasuk teaching us? That one should not say, well, I can't find all seven. So if I can't find all that I have to bring, then it'll be adequate to bring one. Teaches us the Pasuk, bring as much as you can, and don't say, well, if I can't bring the entire amount, I bring what I can. If that's the case, So asked the Gemara, Shish Kvasum Amali, the Kamdev Shaladur Madrinim. Bring as much as you can. Umanayin Shemakim Zazah. How do we know that if you have on Rosh Chodesh two Purim or seven Kvasim, then you have to bring the entire amount? This special dispensation was only said when you don't have what you need. Tamlaima, the Pasuk uses the word in Yiyu to do bring what you can. So the Torah here has taught us a halacha that if you can't find all the animals that you can, then bring what you can. And this question is most relevant. The Shailos HaTshuva Shailah Meshiv discusses a situation where it's Sukkos, and we know that every day of Sukkos, when we daven Musaf, that we say the amount of kabbanis that were brought that day. And the question is, if somebody said the wrong amount, that are you yoitza? And one of the reasons to say that you yoitza is our Gemara, because our Gemara is teaching us that the halach is that if you didn't bring the right amount, you're still yoitza. Particularly if you said the words k'moshe kosu b'sar sechel. So I saw machloikus in this question. The opinion of the Shalom Meshev actually is that if you said the wrong amount of kabbonis by Musaf on Sukkos, you have to repeat, because every day has its unique number. And since every day has its unique number, you have to bring the proper, you have to say the proper number. On the other hand, based on our Gemara, that we see that the numbers can be not brought as much as you can. So therefore, Allah, you do what you can. And if you didn't bring the right number, the Gemara here is teaching us that you yaitza, therefore the Allah would be the same, that you could be yaitza even if you said the wrong number. Our Gemara is speaking about a case where that's the Mishnah and the Gemara that we've been focused on, where somebody didn't have the right number of kabbonis. Can you bring, what should you do? So there's a famous question when we come to the third night of Hanukkah, where those that are Mahadrin light three candles. And we have an individual who only has two candles. What should you do? Should you light the two that you have? Or should you light one that the halach is that every night that the regular to be yoitz the mitzvah is ner ishi beis, so just lighting one? So the Beis HaLevi takes the opinion. There's a question. Why do we light more every night? One is to represent the amount of candles there are for that night, or is it because Malam B'Kodesh Vein Meridim? So says the Beis HaLevi, yes, tonight is the third night of Hanukkah, and I only have two candles, so it doesn't properly represent how many candles are supposed to be lit tonight. But on the other hand, if I'm only going to light one candle tonight, and the previous night I lit two, it's a violation of Mal B'Kodesh Vein Meridim. And therefore, he suggests that you should light two candles. And the same is the opinion of Rav Shach in a sefer, Ezer, but he says that even though you can't do the proper, hiddur, because the proper hiddur requires three candles, but it's better to do whatever you can versus doing nothing. And one of the rayas that I saw that Rav Menashe Kleinzitzal in a sefer Mishnah Halacha brings is our Gemara, the pasuk that we just learned in our Gemara, where the pasuk in our Gemara says, do what you can. You can't bring seven, bring six. You can't bring six, bring five. So from here we say that you could do whatever you can. Even though that raya is not a compelling raya, because there the Torah says we want a certain amount of musaf, do what you can. Here, the Torah, there's a reasoning behind the number. And if you can't fulfill the reasoning, tonight's the third night of Hanukkah, and you can't bring three candles, so you can't fulfill what you're supposed to do, then there's no point in bringing them. Still, it is the opinion of the Beis Halevi and Rav Shach that do what you can, even though it's the third night of Hanukkah and you only have two candles. Preferable to light the two candles than to light only one. Not everybody agrees with that opinion. And the opinion of the Chai Adam, which is quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, is that you should only light one. And the Sharet Zion also quotes the Shas HaTshuvas Ksav Sofer that you should light. If you don't, on the third night of Hanukkah, if you only have two candles, don't light two, light just one. Says the Gemara. The Gemara continues and speaking about the Pasuk in Yecheskel. The Pasuk in Yecheskel tells us, Kai Amar Hashem El Kim, Berishin Be'echel Chodesh, Tikach Par Ben Baka Tomim, V'chatos Es HaMikdash. Says the Gemara, the Pasuk over here says that the Chatos, that the Par was brought for Karban Chatos. Ask the Gemara, Chatos, is it brought for a Karban Chatos? Ask the Gemara, Oilehi, the Par was brought for, as a Karban Oila. So, how do we understand this Pasuk? Rabbi Yochanan, to which Rabbi Yochanan says, we don't know what to do with this Pasuk, and we must say Eliyahu Asla Darsha. The way to understand this Pasuk is that when Eliyahu Navi comes, Eliyahu Navi will tell us Pshat in the Pasuk. So, of course, many Mepharshim asked the question, the Rajba asked the question, why do we need Eliyahu to tell us Pshat in the Pasuk? No, the Gemara is saying we need to wait for Mashiach. Mashiach will come and we'll know Pshat in the Pasuk. But ask the Mepharshim, if we're waiting for Mashiach, at that point, Yecheskel will already be back and Yecheskel will tell us Pshat, tell us what he meant. So I saw two answers to this question. One answer I saw to this question is that what the Gemara means to say is that Eliyahu HaNavi is very likely to come before Mashiach. Yecheskel, Tchias HaMesim is only going to be Mashiach, but Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come before. So since Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come before, so Eliyahu HaNavi will be able to tell us Pshat. We won't have to wait till Yecheskel comes. That's one Pshat. But then I saw an interesting Pshat from the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav wants to suggest that everything that was said by whoever, by Eliyahu, by Yecheskel, all the other Nevi'im, they lose, it's all based on a Messiah. It's based that they had a Messiah that they learned from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is what should be said. But once they leave the world, that Messiah that they said is no longer actual. So therefore, since that Messiah that they said is no longer actual, we can't rely on when Yecheskel comes back. It seems that the Yecheskel and all of us, according to the Brisker Rav, that will have Tchias HaMesim will be considered not identical, not the same people as we were before Mashiach comes. And because of that, says the Gemara, we're going to have to rely only on Eliyahu, because we know Eliyahu HaNavi was never Nifter. Rav Ashi Yomer, Rashi says, I know how to explain the Pasuk. And he says, Yecheskel is not speaking about Rosh Chodesh. Rather, Yecheskel is speaking about Meluim Hekriva B'mei Ezra. That when Ezra came back and built the second base of Migdosh, he made a series of Kabbonis, Kederach Shekriva B'mei Moshe. Just like in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, there were Meluim, he also made Meluim. And what's referred to in this Pasuk is to those Meluim. That's how Rashi explains this Gemara. However, there are Rishonim that explain this Gemara is speaking about the Beis HaMikdash Shlishi and Eliyahu, and then we're going to have Meluim when the third Beis HaMikdash is brought. It's also interesting to point out that the Mepharshim asks, that here we're learning the Rishonim. Here we're learning that the Meluim that Ezra brought was similar to the Meluim that Moshe Rabbeinu brought. But we know by the Meluim that Moshe Rabbeinu brought, the Pasuk says, Ve'egel. An Egel is an animal that's 1 year old. And here the Pasuk says that they brought a par, which is an animal that's 3 years old. So how can we compare the animal that that Ezra brought to the animal that Ezra brought? It's different animals. So the Rabbeinu Nasan al-Rishon points out, the Shita Mekabetzis quotes this, the Shita that Egel ben Bakr that was brought was a two-year-old animal, and at times a two-year-old animal is called an eagle, and at times a two-year-old animal is called a par. And that was the animal, was a two-year-old par. Tanya Nami Hochin says, the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda ben Pasha Zu, Eliyahu Asul Darsha, he says that I don't know how to say pshat in this pasuk, and therefore the Elio is going to be the one to say this pshat. Amar Rabbi Yosef, no, I have a pshat. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Melu Mekriv Me Ezra. There were kibbonis that were born in the time of Ezra. Kederach Shekriv Me Moshe. I'm alive. And at that point, Rabbi Yehuda said to Rabbi Yosef, Tenuach Dach Deshenich Dedati. Another pshat that I saw from the Chayza, the why is it specifically Elio Anovi that's going to get credit and not Yecheskel? So the Chayza says that Eliyahu HaNavi is going to bring the one to bring Tchias HaMesim. And what's going to be used for Tchias HaMesim, that Tal Shatichya is going to have a tremendous Koyach HaTorah. And since it's going to have a tremendous Koyach HaTorah, that's why Eliyahu HaNavi will be able to say Pshat in the Halacha. The Sefer Cheshuki Chemed, based on our Gemara, teaches us that the Gemara has been teaching us if you can't bring what you can, the Gemara has been teaching us if you can't bring all the kabbonis, bring what you can. The halacha is, says the Cheshuki Chemed, the same as if somebody pledged a donation for tzedakah, and then for whatever reason he can't fulfill his donation, the halacha will tell us, bring what you can. The pasuk says further, the Torah says you're not allowed to eat a nevela and a trefa, the kahanim may not eat it. So of course this is a very difficult piece of Gemara. Is it true kahanim or the difficult pasuk? Is it kahanim who can't eat it? Yisrael achli, Yisrael may eat it. Of course, no one is allowed to eat trefa. Amar Rav Yochanan, Pashizu Eliyah Navi Asul Darsha. The Eliyah, there's no way to understand this pasuk besides that Eliyahu HaNavi is going to have to explain this. And the question, of course, is that Pasuk says that in Chumash, Pasuk says, Nevela Treif Layoch L'Tamba Ani Hashem. So we see that the Torah singles out the Kahanim there also. So why don't we ask a kosher question over there? So there, the answer is that the Torah is teaching us that the special Tumah that we've learned many times, Tumas, that the Tumah of a Ta'if that's in the Vela is Tumah Begoyrin, when you swallow it. So that's not a problematic Pasuk. Ravinama, I'll tell you Pshat in the Pasuk, Kahanim Mitzchalei. We needed the Pasuk to teach us that the Kahanim may not eat Nevela. Because as we've learned many times, Sa'akadat Chemina, Ha V'ishtuch Malika Gabayu, as we learned many times, the way they bring a carbon oif in the Beis HaMikdash is through doing malika, piercing the back of the neck. And we know that were you to kill a bird that way in order to eat it, it's an nevela. So here we think that since the halacha is that they could eat a nevela under those circumstances, that should be a raya that they're allowed to eat nevela even under other circumstances as well. That's why Kamash Mon, they're not allowed to eat the Nevela. So Rabbi Yosef Engel says that what is Pshat in this Gemara? He says that the Pshat to understand in this Gemara is that the Torah HaKadosh is teaching us that what we're learning here, what Yecheskel was teaching us, is that there are two ways of understanding when we say that we kill a bird through Malika in the Beis HaMikdash. That's the way That's the way the birds are killed. Is pshat that it's not an avela, because that's what the Torah says, that's the way to kill that bird? Or are we to learn that is a nevela, but under these circumstances, the Torah says you're allowed to eat it. And what the pasuk is teaching us is that it's not a nevela. Because if that's what the way the Torah wants us to shech that bird, it's not a nevela. And as I saw, this would answer another question. If we're going to learn that it's a nevela, but there's a new halachi here, that the Torah allows nevela to be eaten under these circumstances. So there's a famous question, machloikis, Rambam and Ramban. The halach is the macholos asuris ametamtem libay shalodom. And the question is, when we say macholos asuris ametamtem libay shalodom, how are we to understand it? Doesn't mean that they're macholos asuris, and then we have a person who he's sick and he has to eat macholos asuris. So do we say, if he's sick, it's not machalas asuris, he's allowed to eat it, or is pshat that it's metamtim libesh, or do we say that the pshat is that it's not machalas asuris at all? And what we're learning from here, perhaps, is that if the Torah tells you to eat it, just like the Torah tells you to eat the malika bird, the kaihanim, what's the Torah saying? That it's not a nevela. And maybe the same, if somebody's eating machalos asuris because he's unfortunately sick, we're not to look at it that he's eating machalos asuris, but the Torah is being lenient. Rather, the way to understand it is that it's not considered machalos asuris at all. The pasuk Gemara continues, speaking about a pasuk in Yechezkel. The pasuk says, "V'kein tash b'shiva b'chodesh mishoygo mipesi v'chepata m'sabayis." The pasuk is teaching about the carbon Pesach. It says the Gemara of Shiva Amar Rabbi Yochanan, what is the pasuk coming to teach us? As we learned the Masechta Hayris, there's a Parham Dovash Tzibur, and the definition of Parham Dovash Tzibur is if most of Klal Yisrael did the wrong thing based on an erroneous Pesach of Bezdin, the halacha is that you're allowed to, that you bring, the Bezdin brings a Parham Dovash Tzibur. And what we're learning from here is that the halacha is that a seven shvatim, even though they don't represent the roiv of Klal Yisrael, if they did the Avera based on Bezdin's improper Psek, the halacha is that you would bring Parham Dovash Tzibur, Api Shein Rubi Shekol, even though they don't represent the majority of Klal Yisrael. Says the Gemara, Chodesh, says the Gemara Chitshu v'Amru, that Shem Chitshu v'Amru, the Pasuk is giving an example, that if they said Chelev is Mutter, that's when we bring the Parham Dovash Tzibur. Mish Shogim v'Pesed, B'lamet She'ena Elaham Dovar M'Shigigas Maisav. What the Pasuk is teaching us is that in order to be Chayiv a Parham Dovash Tzibur, is that the halacha is that you have to have the erroneous psak, and the erroneous psak was acted on. Om Rav Yudam Arav, Zoch Ish L'toiv. There's a person that is always going to be remembered for positive. V'chanina ben Chizki Shemoy. Shemolo hu nivgnes Sefer Yecheskel. If not for him, Sefer Yecheskel would have been put away. Shodvarim soysim divrei Torah. What, as we've been learning, that psukim, that in Yecheskel, that I can't contradict what it says in the Chumash. Ma also, what did he do? Hela shlosh meis garvi shemen. He took up 300 barrels of oil that should be, he should have light for Yoshib Ali v'darshu, and he sat in the attic of his house until he learned. And the way the Ben Yoyada explains the Gemara is that why was he the one that was able to explain these difficult psukim Yecheskel? What he was telling us is that I'm prepared to do whatever it takes to get pshat in these psukim. And a person who showed such tremendous devotion to get the right pshat in the pasuk, that person is the person that will have the siyata d'shmaya. And we actually find the Gemara, famous Gemara Masechta Shabbos, that speaks about the Yud Ches Tevar. There were so many gzeiros. It was a place, this attic where he sat and learned, was a place of tremendous siyat d'shmaya in Limud HaTorah. Amar Rav Shimon, We learned the Mishnah Ha'il and Parim Rubim. If they have many Parim, but they don't have Nesachim, they should bring one Par, and rather bring less, but with Nesachim, than bring all of them with Nesachim. Tana Abonim, the Pasuk says in Yecheskel, Ve'efel Apar, Ve'efel Ayi, Yasa, Minchol, Kvasim, Kashatasik, Yodav, V'shem, and La'ifa. Amar of Shimon, says Rav Shimon, what does the Pasuk mean when it says, Ve'efel Apar, Ve'efel Ayil, V'chimidis Parim Elim Achasi? The question, as we discussed in our previous year, is that the Nesachim are very much connected to the size of to different types of animal. And here we're saying that the Parim and the Elim have the same shear. Elo, says the Gemara, what does the Pasuk come to tell us? Shim Ha'ilam Parim Merubim. If they have, or as we learned in the Mishnah, many Parim, or the funds for many Parim, V'loi Ha'il Nesachim, but they don't have Nesachim, Shiyavi Par Achiv Nesachiv. They should bring just one Par, it's Nesachim, V'al Yikavu Kulon B'loi Nesachim. Versus bringing all of the animals without the Nesachim. V'mhoyu lehem elim merubim. Similarly, if they had many elim, v'lohoyu lehem efosam, but they didn't have the amount, they didn't have the ability to buy all the Nesachim that they need to buy. Yivu aylech v'efosar, bring what you can, v'lohyikv v'kulam b'loy efos. The Torah HaKadosha, as we mentioned earlier, speaks about when Chag on Shavuos, they brought Shtei HaLechem. The Shtei HaLechem is brought from the new grain, from the new wheat. That means we know that any wheat that takes root from Pesach on can't be eaten till next year. That's for second day Pesach, when they brought the Korban Omrah. But for in the Beis HaMikdash, you can't bring wheat for Chodesh, for Korban Mincha, until Shavuos, until they brought the Shtei HaLechem. With the Shtei HaLechem, as we're going to be learning in our Shia today, they brought many different Kabbonis. As the Pasuk says in Parshas Emor, V'kraftem HaLechem Shivas Kvasim Tamimim B'dei Shona U'pabem Beko Echad V'ayel Shnaim Yiyo Oil L'Hashem U'mechosov V'neskeim Ishirech Nechoich L'Hashem V'asisim Sirizim Echad L'chata Shnei Kvasim Lei Shona L'Zavach Shlomim. Teaches us the Mishnah, HaPar, the Par, and the two Elim, and the seven kvasim, and the sor that comes for chatas, all of them eim akim es alechem. Even if they don't have these animals, you bring the shtei alechem, and v'loy alechem akvam. If you don't have the shtei alechem, you still bring these kabonis. Halechem, but continues the Gemara, that the lechem is ma'akiv kvasim, the shtei kvasim that come for kabon shlomim, can only be brought if you have lechem, but vice versa, ein hakvasim ma'akim es lechem. If you don't have the kvasim, you still can bring the lechem. Divrei Reb Shimon, that is the opinion of Reb Akiva. The Michas Chinuch has a question, what comes first? We're learning in our shiur today quite extensively that you, on Shavuos, had two sets of kabbonis. The kabbonis from Parshas Emor that are connected to the Shtei HaLechem, and on the kabbonis from Parshas Pinchas, which is the Musaf that's brought on a Yontif. And our Gemara, our Shia today, has been focused where you don't have enough. What should you bring? The Rebbeinu Gershom is of the opinion that you should bring the Korban Musaf first, whereas the opinion of the Das HaKeinim is that the special kabbonis that are brought for Shavuos, those come first. But the Shnei Lechem and the Kvasim, Rabbi Kiva say, I'm action. If you don't have Lechem, you don't bring the Kvasim. But if you don't have the Kvasim, you bring the Lechem. Amar of Shimon Benanis. Benanis disagrees. He says, Loyal, a Kvasim Akvim is a Lechem. The Kvasim, if you don't have Lechem, Hakvas makim es alechem, that if you don't have kvasim, don't bring the lechem. However, the lechem em vakim hakvasim. Where says the Mishnah? Does Ben Anis take his opinion from? Shekem etzino kishar yisob in midbar ba'am shana. When Klai saw in the midbar, they had the shnei kvasim for the korban shlomim, but they did not have lechem because they don't bring shtei lechem only when they get Tetz Yisrael. That's one pshat. The other pshat is that they didn't bring shtei lechem because they didn't have chitin in the midbar. They didn't grow anything. Afkan yikvu kvasim b'loy lechem. So this is an interesting question. Did they grow anything in the midbar? Because if nothing grew in the midbar, as we're learning now, and that's the reason Rabbeinu Gershom says they couldn't bring shtei lechem. So the question is, we know that the melachas in the Mishkan, the melachas for Shabbos, what is considered melachas for Shabbos? Because whatever melacha was used in building the Mishkan. But if we're learning now that they didn't have the ability to plant and plow in the Midbar, so we know the first melachas of the Lamed Tes melachas are Zriya and Harisha. And if there was no Zriya and Harisha taking place in the Midbar, so how did they, why are they considered melachas? To which the Menuchas Chinuch responds. He says that the halacha is that it didn't have to take place in the Midbar. These different acts of Harisha and Zriya apparently took place before they got to the Midbar. Or another pshat is that how did they have all those ingredients if they didn't have Harisha and Ktsira and Zriya? And the answer is they bought it from people who passed by. That's enough to make it into a malacha, but it isn't enough to make that it should be usable for shtei lechem. Amar Shem Halacha Divrei Bananas, that if you don't have kvasim, you don't bring lechem. Avol ena tam kedvarav. But now, but not for the reasoning he stated. Shekol Amar becomes Bekudim, because he says anything that was mentioned in Parashas Pilchas, Parashas, the Masafim, Karba Midbar. Shekol Amar betaris kahanim, everything that was mentioned in Sefer Emor and Karba Midbar. Mishikar Bar La'aretz, only when they got to Yisrael, Karva Elu Ve'elu, with the Kabbanis that are stated in Parshas Emor and the Kabbanis that are stated in Parshas Pinchas brought. So why do I hold that you can bring the Shikvasim without the Lechem? You shech those Kvasim, and after you shech those Kvasim, you're allowed to eat them. V'loy Lechem B'Kvoy HaKvasim She'elam Yitirenu. Only after you bring the shnei kvasim of the shlomim can you eat the shtei lechem. Can the kahanim eat the shtei lechem? Prior to that, they can't eat the shtei lechem. So if they can't eat the shtei lechem, that's why they're so connected to shtei lechem. The pasuk says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, the pasuk that speaks about the shtei lechem says, the kratim alechem chivas kvasim tamim b'nei shana. Al alechem means that choyva alechem, that you don't bring them vein without the lechem, and you don't bring the lechem without the kvasim. However, the pasuk continues saying, "V'kratim al lechem shivas kvasim tamimim," and doesn't say in that pasuk al lechem to teach us af pishei lechem, that you could bring the kvasim even without the shtei lechem. Ask the Gemara, but we quoted the earlier pasuk where it says "im ke matam aloyim al lechem," clearly indicating that you do have to have that. To teach us, Malam Shloim Neschayv Kvasim, Kaim Shneschayv Belechem, and there's no Chiv a Shnei Kvasim unless they first had a time where they brought Shnei Lechem. But when once that came about, the halacha is that you could bring the Kvasim without the Lechem. Divrei Rav Tarfon. Rakiv Aimer Yochel Shehein Hein, that we should think that the same seven kvasim that are brought on Shavuos, Hamurim Kan, which are mentioned in Parshas Emor with the Shtei Lechem, Hein kvasim Hamurim B'chumash B'kudim, are the same kvasim that are mentioned in Parshas B'midbar, Amata. Says the Gemara, Eitzel Parim V'Elim, Kishata Megiyah Eitzel Parim V'Elim. We speak about the Parim V'Elim, Sheinim Hein, they're not the same. Because in Parshas Pinchas, the Torah says to bring two parm and one aisle. Parm b'nei boker shnayim v'aisle echad. In Parshas Emor, it says upar ben boker echad v'aylim shnayim. El halol. So we see it can't be the same because it's not the same number. How must we understand? El halol b'om b'glatzmam v'alol b'om b'kal lechem. The Kabbanis in Parshas Pinchas are because of the carbon musaf, no connection to shtei lechem. V'alol lebo b'glal lechem, and the kabbanis and parshas Emor are because of the shtei lechem. Nimtza ma'asham b'chamish b'kodim karban midbar. What was mentioned in Pashas Pinchas are the karban musaf that was brought even in the midbar. Or ma'asham b'taris ganim, what's mentioned in Pashas Emor, loy karban midbar, was not brought in the midbar until they got to Eretz Yisrael. They did not have shtei lechem. Ask the Gemara, the Dilma Parva Elim Lav Inu. Ask the Gemara who says to learn Pshat and the Pasuk that way. Maybe the way to learn Pshat and the Pasuk is that the Parva Elim of Pashas Emor and Pashas Pinchas are not the same. Ha Kvasa Inu Inu, but the Kvasim are the same. Says the Gemara, Mida Hanishtanu, if the Parva Elim of these two Pashas are not the same, obviously the Kvasim also not the same, even though it's the same number, it's for different purposes. Says the Gemara, Parm Ve'elam Ma'idish Dama, who says it's different? Dumahok Kamer Chmona. Maybe what the Torah means to say is, Ibar Par V'shnei Elam Likrev. You have a choice. You can either bring one par or two Elam, or Ibar V'shnei Par V'ayelach Likrev. But it's the same carbon. Answers the Gemara, Mid the Ishtani Sidra Shema Minachrininu. And the way to Rishonim him explain the Bryce means to say as follows. If the Torah meant that it's giving us a choice, you can either bring one par and two elim or vice or two parim and one aisle, the Torah would have been consistent in what it mentions first, the parim or the elim. But we look in the psukim, it's not consistent because in Emor, the Torah says kvasim and then elim. And in Pinchas, the Torah says Ail. The Torah says in Emor, the Torah says the par before the Elim, and in Pinchas it says the Ail before the Kvasim. So it's not just that they're different numbers, but the different order is indication that they're not the same. It must be different, and therefore that just like the par of the Elim. For different purposes, different numbers. So to the kvasim, even though they're the same number, they serve different purposes, and we have to bring two sets of kvasim, one for the musaf and one for the shtei lechem. So we learned in the Mishnah, halechem ma'akev is a kvasim, ben a kvasim ma'akev is a lechem. According to Rabbi Kiva, if you don't have lechem, you can't bring kvasim, but you can bring kvasim without, if you don't have lechem, you can bring kvasim. Then you could bring lechem without kvasim, and Rav Shimon ben Anas holds just the opposite. The kvasim ma'akvim is a lechem. If you don't have kvasim, you can't bring lechem, but you can bring kvasim without lechem. Says the Gemara, ma'tam de Rekiva. What's the reason for Rekiva that you have to have the shtei lechem? Because the pasuk says, v'heinav ha'akayin oisam alechem apurim, alechem bikurim tunufel lefnei Hashem, al shnei kvasim kodesh yiyu l'Hashem l'kayin. The pasuk you to learn means it has to be. As says the Gemara, how do we know that? Yeh mitiyana. The pasuk said at the beginning of the parasha, lechem tenuf ishtayim shnei esroinim soyos tiyana. Ma'al halan lechem. The pasuk speaking to yana lechem, that you must have the lechem. And if you don't have the lechem, you can't go any further. Afkan lechem, you must always have the lechem. Ben Nanas, who disagrees, says, yeh you. We learn Gzereshav from the kvasim to the oila. Malahalan, just like there where the pasuk uses the word yiu, it's referring to the kvasim. Shivas kvasim tumim ben shonapav ben baka echvail shnaim yiu oila Hashem. Afkan is referring to the kvasim, which are essential. Ask the Gemara, why doesn't Benanis learn like Rabbi Kiva from the word tiyena? And malahalan, the tiyena is referring. It's referring to the lechem, afkan lechem. Answer the Gemara, we have two options. We can learn from a gzereshavi yiu, or we can learn a gzereshavi yiu tiyena. So he says, I preferably learn a gzereshavi yiu mi yiu, vein di donen yiu mi tiyena. Ask the Gemara, my nafkamina. We know that you can learn a gzereshavi without an exact match. But Tanu Beir Shmo, the pasuk says, by tzaras on the house. If there's tzaras in the house, the kohen marks off the tzaras, and he comes back. If he sees that it grew, the Torah says, then we take out those stones. If it didn't, If it didn't grow, then we wait another week. What happens if it didn't grow after the first week, but it grew after the second week? Then the halacha is that it's the same as if it grew after the first week, that we take out those stones. But the Torah doesn't say that explicitly. How do we know that? Because the Torah learns the Shava Kayin, Zuh Shiva Sevbiya. So we learn Exer Shava, even the words aren't the same. Answers Bananas, Hani Milech de Lech de Domelei. If we don't have a better match, it's acceptable. Avalech de Ke de Domelei, but the Domelei Opinion. So I asked, and the question is, how can we have this discussion? Don't we always have Exer Shava with Messiah from our Rebbe? Answer the Rishonim that you only need to have one word of the Gzer Shava to make it a Gzer Shava that you have a Messiah. Rabbi Kiva asked the Gemara, so why doesn't Rabbi Kiva learn like Bananas Yimayu? Answer Gemara, Dover, Don and Dover Shematan al Kayan, Dover Shematan al Kayan. The Shtei Lechem are given to the Kahanim. With Afukihani, not to learn from something which is not given to the Kahanim, Doylus Ninu. They're arguing how to learn Peshat in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Kodesh Yu L'Hashem L'Kayin. Now, Kodesh Sova, Ezadova Shkula L'Kayin. What is given complete to the Kayinim? L'Voimer, the Shtei Lechem. And therefore, because the Kifsei Shlomim, not all of it are given to the Kayin. And therefore, the Shtei Lechem is what's essential. Bananas mix of Kodesh Yu L'Kayin. Kodesh Yu L'Hashem L'Kayin Ksiv. Ve'ezadova Shemiktsosu L'Hashem U'miktsosu L'Kayin. The Karmen Shlomim. Because the Kvasim, part is put on the Mizbeach, and part are given to the Kayinim. Rabbi Kiva, how does he defend himself? It says, Mamriksiv Kodesh Yu L'Hashem L'Kayin. Kodesh Yu L'Hashem L'Kayin Ksiv. There's no Vav. And Krav Huna, and we learned the Pshat in the Pasuk, like Rav Huna Dama, Rav Huna said by Gezel Ager, that the halach is that if a ger dies without any yorshim, the money goes to Kanim. Dama Rav Huna, the Pasuk says, Oshma Mushav Hashem Lakayin, Kana Hashem, it's Hashem's Venos Lakayin, but the Kvasim are not completely given to the Kanim, and that's why Rav Kiva says that Pasuk cannot be speaking about the Kvasim.